Blog Talk Radio.
Show me your glory and show me your power. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Less of me.
Give up.
that are entering in a Bible study. It's Wednesday night. We thank God for another opportunity to receive the word of God. Amen. So that we can apply it to our lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to the sight of our Father in heaven. Amen.
Amen.
And so I am so grateful to be here this evening. We talk about wisdom and we talk about knowledge and having knowledge of a thing and wisdom.
To be able to know
how to use the knowledge that we have. Many are operating with just the notion of knowledge and no wisdom, and ends up in a place of destruction. Amen. So we thank God for revelation and knowledge.
Amen.
And wisdom on tonight as we go forth in Bible study. Let us pray as we enter in so that we can receive. Amen. Coming against anything, any hindering spirit that will try to block us, and every unteachable spirit on tonight, that God will open up the channels of our spirit so that we can receive a great point in on tonight. Tonight, the Bible study is going to be headed by Pastor Manning and myself. And so we look forward to it. We had a little fun before we got over here. Back and forth today here, but we thank God tonight. Amen. You want to pray for us again?
Amen.
Amen. Go ahead.
Father God, we thank you for this opportunity to be in your presence. We thank you, Father God, that you're always with us.
Yes.
We thank you, Father God, for every single word that you have spoken in our hearts, every single word that you have spoken to us in the name of Jesus. For we do hear you, Father. We know that you are the good shepherd, and we hear your voice.
Mm-hmm.
And the voice of a stranger we do not follow in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We pray, Father God, that every single word that you speak to us, Father, that it take root in us, that we that it may grow and manifest itself to us so we may see the fruits of it in the name of Jesus. Now, every single unclean thought and every single unclean spirit, we bind you right now in the name of Jesus, and we say you go right now in Jesus' name, for you are not welcome here. Holy Spirit, have your way in this place, and it's in Jesus' name that we pray, and everybody all over the church do say amen and amen again.
Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. We thank God on tonight.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We receive that prayer in the name of Jesus Christ so that we can enter in and receive on tonight.
Hallelujah.
We're going to be talking about a few things on tonight. One is the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. And understand the breakdown of that. And I know that we've heard it before and over, just to bring back remembrance, because a lot of us is operating outside of the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. That means we're operating in the flesh. Amen. And so also about having that relationship with Christ, and when we have Christ in us, amen, understanding what that looks like according to the fruit of Spirit. Amen. Because Jesus is the fruit of the Spirit. He embodies all of the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. And some people say fruit, and it's not fruit. It's fruit of the Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to start out in the book of Galatians, chapter 5. Pastor Man, I don't know if you want to take over at this time. Okay, then we'll just come on in. Galatians chapter 5 is where we want to start on tonight, in verses 16. The header is walking in the Spirit. Amen. Walking in the Spirit. We know the Bible says that when we operate in the Spirit, amen, give everybody a chance to get to Galatians 5, verse 16. We're going to start all the way through. Understand that when we operate in the Spirit, the Bible says that in the Spirit there is life and peace, and in the flesh there is death and destruction.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And when you have truly, hallelujah, have allowed yourself to operate, and we know as Christians, we as men and women of God have been at that point in our life before where we have operated according to the flesh and according to what, you know, according to the Spirit. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
If we could just be honest with ourselves. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Come on.
Yeah.
Amen. So we're going to talk about what that looks like when we talk about the fruit of the Spirit and operating with the flesh, because that's not the fruit of the flesh. It doesn't say the fruit of the flesh.
Yeah.
You know? Come on now.
Uh-huh.
Amen. So understanding and what the Bible said, we're going to go in different places here, me and Pastor Manning, on tonight. Amen. So the Bible says in Galatians 5, verse 16, I wish you had, do you have your other version the NLT?
I do have NLT version.
Okay. I think it'll be good if we pull from both. So I'll read a couple here, and then I'll let Pastor Manning, or I'll ask Pastor Manning, I'm sorry, not let, but I'll ask Pastor Manning to read what the NLT says, amen, so we can have a different translation, a breakdown of what the scripture is saying when we're talking about the fruit of the Spirit, amen. So the Bible says in Galatians 5, verse 16, and so what I'm going to do, I'm going to read one verse, and then I'll pass it to Pastor Manning, and then he's going to tell you, he's going to read it, what it says in the NLT. Amen? Okay, so Galatians 5 in the New King James Version reads as follows. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Amen?
Amen. We're reading the same verse in the NLT, the New Living Translation. So I say, let the Holy Spirit guide your lives. Then you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves.
Amen. Amen. So you see how it breaks it down even more so that we can understand it more what the scripture is saying. Verse 17 says, for the flesh lusts against the Spirit and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish.
Amen, amen. 17, the sinful nature wants to do evil, which is just the opposite of what the Spirit wants. Spirit gives us desires that are the opposite of what the sinful nature desire. These two forces are constantly fighting each other, so you are not free to carry out your good intentions.
Amen. Okay, in the New King James Version, if you're just now getting on here on Bible studies tonight, we're talking about the fruit of the Spirit, and we're reading from two different translations, the New King James Version and the NLT, the New Living Translation, correct? When you hear me and Pastor Manning going back and forth, he's reading the other translation so we can have a better understanding for some of us that are on tonight. Verse 18 in Galatians 5 and 18 says, but if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law.
Okay, same scripture, NLT 18. But when you are directed by the Spirit, you're not under obligation to the law of Moses.
Amen. And verse 19, New King James Version says, now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness. Verse 20, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, self-ambitions, dissensions, heresies. Verse 21, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time to pass, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God.
Amen, amen. And it reads almost the same way. It says in the NLT, it reads here, when you follow the desires of your sinful nature, the results are very clear. Sexual immorality, impurity, lustful pleasures, adultery, sorcery, hostility, quarreling, jealousy, outbursts of anger, self-ambition, dissension, division, 21, envy, drunkenness, wild parties, and other sins like these. Let me tell you again, this is what Paul says, as I have before, that anyone living that sort of life will not inherit the kingdom of God.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Verse 22 in Galatians 5 says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. 23 says, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law.
Amen, amen. The NLT, Galatians 5 and verses 22, but the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit produces these kind of fruit in your lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, 23, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things.
Amen. Verse 24 in the New King James Version in Galatians chapter 5, and those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Verse 25 says, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Verse 26, let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another.
Amen, amen. 24 in the NLT. These who belong to Christ Jesus, that's us. I'm going to read that again. These who belong to Christ Jesus have nailed the passion and desires of their sinful nature to his cross and crucified them there. 25, since you are living by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's leading in every part of our lives. Let us not become conceited or provoking one another or being jealous of one another.
Amen, amen, amen. So what we've done here is we've read two versions of the Bible, the New King James Version and the NLT, the New Living Translation. And understanding here the fruit of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit that we have, that is in us, that guides and directs us and prompts us and convicts us to do what is right, amen, to operate, you know, in love and joy and peace and long-suffering and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control. And the Bible says, and with this, there's no law. I mean, against this, there's no law to it, you know. And so how do we continue to operate according to the fruit of the Spirit?
Amen.
How do we continue to grow, you know, and we're just asking this question as me and Pastor Manning here, how do we continue to grow? First, we got to understand. We have to have an understanding, have a knowledge, and then having that knowledge and wisdom to apply, as we were talking about earlier, asking God. The Bible said, if you lack wisdom, ask God, and he will give you wisdom. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And so just having an understanding here, and I love this, because sometimes we have to be reminded. We have to, you know, we have to go back to what the Bible said, what the Word of God is saying, what was the preaching of God's apostles that he's poured into them and given them so that we can live according to what God has called us to live, the plan and the purpose that God has for us. But most of all, you all, is that we are operating according to the Holy Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit. We have been commanded to love one another, amen, and that is the fruit of the Spirit. Amen, is to love one another. A lot of times we come out of that place and we are in agreement with us, is that there is a battle between the flesh and the Spirit. And because we are living with both, there's a battle that's going on. But the Bible says, resist the devil and he shall flee. We have to resist those desires of the flesh. Amen. Amen. And so we have to be mindful, not because we can't do it by ourselves. We can't. We don't have it, but we have the Holy Spirit that strengthens us, that we'll be able to resist the flesh, resist those things that are of the flesh. And the Bible tells us, what are those things? When we look in verse 19, it says, now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery. Now we're committing these things: fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousy, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambition, dissension, heresy, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the alike. So here we are operating, hallelujah, according to the flesh, which is in the battle with the Spirit, amen? Because while the flesh is trying to do all these other things, here comes the fruit of the Spirit, which is love and joy and peace, and trying to overtake these things. But if we're in agreement with the flesh, amen, hallelujah, it tells us to put those things for us to, I want to make sure I got this right here, those deeds of the body, of the flesh, to death. It said we got to kill those things. Amen. We have to kill those things. Hallelujah. And before I go to another scripture, I want to let Pastor Manning speak right now. I mean, on this, not let, but ask Pastor Manning. I want to make sure I'm saying let, like I'm controlling something here. But ask Pastor Manning for his input here in Bible study on the fruits of the Spirit. We're talking about the flesh, because if we can be honest with ourselves, how many times have we come into agreement with the flesh one? And how many times have we allowed ourselves to succumb to that temptation of the flesh? And then how many times have you decided, you know what, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to resist the devil. I'm going to resist the temptation. I'm going to operate with what's in me. I know the Holy Spirit leads and guides me. How many, you know, because sometimes you say, I'm going to be angry. I'm going to be mad. I'm going to stay mad. I'm going to have an outburst of anger and wrath, and I'm going to get mine. I'm going to get revenge. I'm going to show you. And that's not of the Spirit of God. That's not of the fruit of the Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I like how we got both the King James Version, and then we have the New Living Translation. And just reading, just going along with what you were teaching here, Apostle, the Holy Spirit lives on the inside of you. And I like right here in Scripture, we read here in Scripture that you are of the Spirit.
Yeah.
So because the Holy Spirit lives on the inside of you, you are of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And according to Scripture here, and like I said here, let's read 22 in the NLT again.
Mm-hmm.
I like when it says, but the Holy Spirit produces.
Mm-hmm.
But the Holy Spirit produces. I know some of these that we read, hey, let's just be honest about it. Some of us may be producing every single one of these unclean spirits, or every single one of these unclean, I guess it's not fruit, I'm going to call it behaviors or acts, or living, we may be living this kind of way of idolatry or jealousy or hatred or drunkenness, envyness, wild parties, sexual immorality. Some of us, you know, let's just be honest about it. And anybody, you know, at some point in time in your life, if you wasn't doing it, I mean, if you're not doing it now, you were. This is the reason why the Holy Spirit, you know, had to save you and deliver you from anyways. So if you got an understanding of that, you know, we're not reading scriptures, you know, here to try to scold you or to shame you about anything. You know, what we're doing right here is we're reading the Word of God to remind you, because Apostle Paul wrote this letter to the church of Galatians to remind them that you are of the Spirit. You are of the Spirit. And though you still may have this sinful nature, you are reminded that because you are of the Spirit, verses 22 says, but the Holy Spirit, but the Holy Ghost produces, and I like what it said, produces these kind of fruit in our lives. So you need to know that you are filled with the fruit.
Yeah.
You are filled with the fruit of love. So you are full of love.
Mm.
You're filled with the Holy Spirit. So you're full of love. You are full of joy. You are full of peace. You are full of patience and kindness, because this is what the Holy Spirit produces. Teen, now back up to 16. If you, the King James Version says, you know, this is what we walk in. We walk in the Spirit. So we walk in love, we walk full of love, walk full of joy, because this is who you used to be. This is who you used to be. So let us be producers of it. Let us be producers of it. We need to take a stance. Take a stance against not taking, don't take a stance against me, because you may see me out here committing one of these sins.
Jesus.
Now, help me out, my brother, and help me out, my sister. But one of these things right here, you making point out about me. But if the Holy Spirit will speak to you, it's going to point out about two or three of these other things for yourself. So let the Holy Spirit guide you. Let it guide you to be full of fruit. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Yes. Amen. If you're just now tuning in or logged in, we welcome you here When we are here in Bible study, we're talking about the fruit of the Spirit. It's just so important because, it's, you know, we live this life, amen, and we want to live it according to how God has called us to live it. Christ came as an example for us, amen, and he made apostles to spread the word how we are to live and how we are to operate, amen, according to not our will and way, but according to the will and way of God so that we can enter into eternity with him. Amen. The Bible tells us those that practice this will not inherit the kingdom of God. You will not. If this is your lifestyle, you will not inherit the kingdom. The Bible says in verse 21, it says, envy, murders, drunkenness, robberies, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in the time past, that those who practice these things will not inherit the kingdom of God. You know, the Bible's not saying when we fall down, you know, or you make that mistake at some point in your life. No, these are people that are actually made a decision. I'm going to live this way. They are practicing this behavior. They'll tell you, well, I don't care what they say. I'm just being me. And if you can't accept me, that's just who I am. Well, I know you say in the Bible say this, but I'm going to do what I want to do. This is my life, and I'm going to live it how I want to live it. And this is how I choose to live it. I ain't going to fool with you. I don't like them. And they have decided this is how they're going to live. They're going to continue this way. They have practiced this lifestyle. Amen. And so understanding that we as Christians, we may fall down. We as believers, amen, though we fall down, we get back up again. We don't stay in that place of the flesh and, you know, fornicating, adultery and lewdness and uncleanness and idolatry and hatred and contention and jealousy and wrath and all that. We don't stay there. Guess what? We come out. In the name of Jesus, amen. We refuse to stay in those places, amen. We take a stance. I'm going to resist the devil, amen. And he shall flee. He will flee. We tell him to come out. Loose me, amen. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God, amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome again. If you're just now logging in. And I want to talk about here, family before we, and I say family because we are a family, we're a church family, amen. We'll talk about the wrong desires versus the fruit of the Spirit, amen. So our wrong desires are evil, destructive, easy to ignite, difficult to stifle, self-centered, oppressive, and possessive, descendant, sinful, and deadly. But when we talk about the fruit of the Spirit, you know, versus the flesh, the fruit of the Spirit is good. It's productive. It's difficult to ignite. It's even when we say difficult to ignite, you can't just say something. I'm gonna go off and get angry. I'm gonna be quick to. I'm gonna be patient. I'm gonna be gentle. I'm gonna be good. It's easy to stifle, self-giving and liberating and nurturing and uplifting and holy and abundant life. Amen. We're talking about the fruit of the Spirit. And it takes me over here to scripture, and I'm gonna pass it over to Pastor Mandy because I can talk. Amen. chapter 7, I want to go to Matthew chapter 7, and we'll go back over to Galatians. Amen. But Matthew chapter 7, church, and I want to start at verse 15 if you go there with me. And it's the reason why I want to start at verse 15. So that's chapter 7, verses 15. Jesus teaches about fruit in people's lives. So the Bible says in Matthew, and then Pastor Man is going to read the NLT for us, but I'm going to read 15 through 20, and then Pastor Man will read 15 through 20 after I read it here. So the Bible says in Matthew chapter 7, verse 15, I hope you all are there, says, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. Verse 16 said, you will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Verse 17 says, even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. Verse 18 says, a good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Verse 19 says, every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Verse 20 says, therefore by their fruits you will know them. Amen. Hallelujah. So Okay, Pastor Man, you ready?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The NLT version here.
Amen. So we're starting here at 15.
Amen.
We thank you, Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Matthew chapter 7, verses 15 from the New Living Translations. Beware of false prophets who come disguised as harmless sheep, but are as reveling vicious wolves. 16. You can identify them by their fruit, that is, by the way they act. Can you pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? 17. A good tree produces good fruit, and a bad tree produces bad fruit. 18 reads, a good tree cannot produce bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot produce good fruit. 19, so every tree that does not produce good fruit is chopped down and thrown into the fire. 20 reads, yes, just as you can identify a tree by its fruits, so you can identify people by their actions.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And the reason why I wanted to go to this scripture is to ask, what kind of fruit are you bearing? Are you bearing the fruit of the Spirit? Amen. What kind of fruit are you bearing? Or are you operating according to the flesh? Because when we operate according to the flesh, and the Bible shows here, it will tell us, people will see. You know, we have to truly look at it and say, wait a minute, pastor, prophet, apostle, you know, what are your actions showing me? How are you living? You know, because you have a lot of people that are quick to condemn. They're quick to try to put you in a place where you feel guilty and ashamed, and, you know, they're quick to cut you off. They're quick to leave you stuck out. They're quick to talk about you. They're quick to, you know, run with all kind of stuff that in a negative way about you. But that is not the fruit of the Spirit. And we, as the body of Christ, we have to understand that and know, and we have to live that, not just be a reader and a hearer, but be a doer. Be a doer. Be love. Be joy. Be peace. Be long-suffering. Be kindness. Be goodness. Be faithful, be gentle, you know, be a person of self-control. God gives us that. Amen. Hallelujah. So many times we hear it, even in one of my favorite scriptures that I say a lot is, you know, God did not give us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. We need to come to the realization that every single thing that we are here studying tonight, you know, it's for a reason. We are in the right place, you know, at the right time. You know, we are to be reminded that we have an unseen partner, which is the Holy Spirit, which is the Holy Ghost, which is Jesus Christ, who's living on the inside. Because producing good fruit or producing bad fruit, we need to understand, you know, what we're talking about. You know, we're talking about something spiritual. We're talking about something spiritual. Your thoughts, you know, your thoughts that are in your mind, thoughts itself, you know, these are words that are going on. That means that somebody is speaking. And whatever it is that you are receiving on the inside, they need to understand that there's something that's been sown into your life because it's spiritual. There's some words that's being sown into your life. This is spiritual now. We're talking about produce. You know, love, you know, that's spiritual. That's a good fruit. That's a good fruit that comes from the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit, who is good, who is God, is on the inside, you know, to produce that. So now, if you understand that, then that means that you understand that anything that you are producing, then you know that there has to be somebody that's speaking to you. See, the Holy Spirit has to lead you into place, and you have to be able to hear him. And the Holy Spirit is a person. The Holy Ghost, that's a person. We're talking about Jesus as a person. And that's the reason why he's living on the inside, because our lives need to line up with his life. And when our lives line up with his life, we will be bearers of, when we say bearers, we're talking about full of or producers of good fruit that he produces. Now, God can't produce bad fruit. Oh, see, now we get an interpretation of what we just read over here in Matthew chapter 7. God can't produce bad fruit, but you can.
Jesus.
You can. A lot of times we like to blame things, or the devil made me do it. Well, let's understand this. Satan has already been defeated, and Jesus Christ is Lord. So that nature that you have, it definitely comes from the kingdom of Satan. But you have been cut off from the flesh. And because you have been cut off from the flesh, these old sinful natures have already been crucified the flesh. And because they have been crucified the flesh, you no longer belong to yourself. So you have been purchased by blood.
Mm-hmm.
You have been purchased by the blood of the Lamb. And see, we're still talking about the same person. We're still talking about Jesus. Jesus died for every single one of your sins. And that day that you entered into that place of belief, you did something spiritual. When you asked him to come into your life as your personal Lord and Savior, Jesus did not just come inside of your life, you know what I'm saying, all alone, you know what I'm saying, all of the gifts that God has for you entered in on the inside. Which of these gifts were the fruit of the Spirit? A spiritual thing. Now, this is a spiritual. What I'm trying to say to you, churches, live a spiritual life being led by the Holy Spirit. Already live that type of life. Don't be the same man or the same woman that you used to producing uncleansingness and adultery, and that's the old self. That's going back to what I used to do. It was all right for that time, but now you represent the kingdom of God, and when you represent the kingdom of God, you need to understand that that means that you are following the Spirit. You are following the Holy Spirit. And when you're following the Holy Spirit, is leading you into these places so you can give somebody what God has given to you, and which is this good fruit as a transfer of spirit, which not only changes you, but when you be in the presence of somebody, it compels them to change as well.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen. And I just want to add on to what you just said, because
yeah.
The Bible says when you said it compels them as well. The Bible says in Ephesians 5:29 said, let no corrupt word proceed out your mouth, but what is good for the necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. And so I'm excited about the word, and we're going to be wrapping up here in the next 10 minutes, you all, but I thank you all for being on tonight, now or later. Amen. As we're talking about, and you were talking about being a new man, being a new woman, being a new creature. Amen. I want to read Ephesians 4:17-24.
Yeah.
The Bible says, this I say, therefore, and testify unto the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk, in the futility of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lewdness. Look at this, lewdness. We're talking about now the flesh. Lewdness, to work all uncleanness and greediness. We're talking about the flesh here. But you have not so learned Christ, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct, the old man, which grows corrupt according to deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Like Pastor Manning said, who's speaking? You know, there's something speaking to you. Verse 24 says, and that you put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. Which is a spiritual thing, family.
Uh-huh.
It's a spiritual thing. And I want to drop down and go over to, hallelujah, chapter 5 in Ephesians, and verse 8 says, for you were once darkness, but now you are light. What Pastor Manny was just saying, you were once that way. You were that worked for that time, you know, because you were in the world and the world was in you. You allowed the world to get on the inside, but hallelujah. But now that you're in Christ, amen, the Bible says, if he said, if you abide in me, I abide in you. And when Christ abides in you, you embody the fruit of the Spirit.
Uh-huh.
For the Bible says in verse 8, for you were once darkened. You were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Verse 9 says, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. Finding out in verse 10 says, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. Hallelujah. Verse 11 says, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. Hallelujah. It says unfruitful, amen, works of darkness, but rather expose them. Hallelujah. Verse 12 says, for it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. Hallelujah. Verse 13 says, but all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light, for whatever makes manifest is light. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says in verse 14, I wrap up here, it says, therefore he says, awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God. Hallelujah, Pastor Man.
Amen. You know, Apostle, how we, you know, we have right in front of us the written word of God. In the written word of God, it teaches us every single thing about life. There's not one thing about life that the word of God didn't teach,
mm-hmm,
or didn't show you or didn't reveal. Now, I don't know about you, but, you know, just reading what we're reading here right now, and we are being reminded of who God is. So let us come to that realization that, you know what, God, I need you. I need you, because there's not one person that's living right now can save themselves. And I'm talking about, when I say save yourself, I'm talking about you can't save yourself from yourself. And you don't have to worry about saving yourself from the world. You don't have to worry about saving yourself from somebody else. I'm talking about saving yourself from self.
Mm-hmm.
God is the one that saved you from self, because you was, you know what, now this is hitting me in the spirit, mm-hmm, you was a person that was living in a place of self-destruction.
Mm-hmm.
You know how I know this to be true? You were living in a place of self-destruction. It's because, mm-hmm, you and I and everybody else, before Jesus came in, you were living in this way as being a producer of the flesh, being a producer of the flesh. And we know that, you know, like the Bible said in Galatians 5, it said the lust of the flesh. You know, the lust of the flesh is like the lust of the flesh and the pride of life. You know, being a prideful person, I'm just going to live. And you said, Apostle, I'm just going to live how I want to live, because can't nobody change me. I'm just going to live like this. Nobody don't need to worry about me, because that's the lust of the flesh. And that's the pride of life. That's the pride of life. And that's what it is. And you can't do this without Jesus. So now, I was speaking this here to a person a little bit earlier today, and I'm going to go ahead on and pass it back to you. I was praying with somebody a little bit earlier, and I let them know, you know, that's something that God had put on my heart, that you need the word of God. You need this written word right here in front of you. And the reason why, because this written word that's right here in front of you, especially those of us who are already saved, this written word brings back to your remembrance who you are. We are the righteousness of God, full of power, full of authority because of Christ Jesus. You know, we are a prosperous person. We are powerful people. We are producers. And see, we need to understand, you know, we even are preventers. You know, we need to understand, you know, who we are in Christ. We are no longer the same people who we used to be. Those people may see some old residue. I like to call it residue, Apostle, because I may still be going through the process. I may be still going through the process. That don't mean that I'm not righteous. That means that some things I'm still holding on to. That don't mean that God ain't already took care of them. That means that I'm still going through the process. Stop and don't give up. Don't stop and don't give up, because God is moving you from the place where you are, the more you get into his word, the more you'll begin to believe it. Because like I said earlier, without this word, who is there to remind you of who you are? Without reading the word of God, who can better teach you about God than God himself when you read the word of God? Thank God for Bible study. You know, we have apostles and pastors and you know, evangelists. You know, God put us here for the perfecting of the saints. That's why we're here, for the perfecting of the saints, the teachers and evangelists. You know, thank God for them. But who can teach you better than God himself? It's good to have a relationship, you know, a learning relationship, you know, a feeding and eating relationship, you know, with the apostles. But God wants you to have that relationship with him all on your own, because God want to have an intimate relationship with you. God want to know you from him knowing you through you knowing him. All right, it's okay if you know God, you know what I'm saying, through what I'm saying. But you need to get to know him yourself. You need to get to know him yourself. Don't just settle for just being the same. Don't just settle just for being the same. God is calling us to be fruit-filled. He is calling us to be just as he is. Just as he is. And I know that to be true. Why else would God live on the inside of us for us to be the same? Why do we ask him to live on the inside of us just for us to be the same? Because everybody else was doing it? No, there is a calling that is on your life, church, and God is here to show you, and to teach you and to grow you, so one day you will be right here giving these same encouragement, giving these same scriptures, because somebody gave them to us. Somebody gave them to us. They was inspired by the Holy Spirit, and, you know, we heard God through them. Because this is for the perfection of the saints. We all, you know, fall short, you know, sometime. But thank God that we have a one another to encourage one another and to remind one another that we belong to God. And that's what Apostle Paul was doing over here in Galatians chapter 5, reminding you of who you are. Who you are. You belong to Christ. So be fruit-filled. Follow him. Read that word. Talk to him and ask for revelation. Ask God for understanding. He will give you that wisdom so you can live that life. Hallelujah. That's pleasing in his sight.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I just want to add on to hear Bible study, yes. Pastor Amanda speaking, because when we talk about there are two.
Yes.
God is speaking.
Yes.
And Satan is speaking. God is speaking to us through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit of the living God speaking to us the fruit of the Spirit.
Uh-huh.
Love, forgive, be patient.
Yes.
You know, but the enemy, Satan, is speaking also, and he's speaking to the flesh. Be angry, be evil, get revenge, don't forgive. The enemy is speaking to what? The flesh. And so we have to be mindful of who is speaking. I don't know if you, and I can be honest, with myself and with everyone is on the line and will hear this, is that there's sometimes we'll allow the enemy to speak to our flesh, and then we don't resist the enemy. We don't resist Satan. We come into agreement with it. Yeah, you're right. I'm angry. Yeah, you know, I'm entitled. Yeah, I'm going to get my revenge. Yeah, I'm not going to forgive. No, they owe me this. They owe me that. So now we are allowing not only to speak to us, but now we are following what the enemy is speaking. Because if you allow the enemy to get in your ear, the Bible says guard your gates. Because you got to understand, if you can be honest with yourself, you hear the voice speaking to you, but you also hear God saying, no, forgive. No, be patient. No. Stay strong. You know, God is telling, you know, the fruit of the Spirit is speaking to you, but then you allow yourself to enter into darkness. You know, and so just be mindful when that happens. This is when we apply the word of God to our life, not when everything is going fine, when there's no challenges. When the challenge comes, because it will come, when the time comes, that is when you apply. This is when God is watching you saying, what are you going to do? You got everything you need. I am in you. I'm working for you, but will you use me? You will not.
You won't speak the word. You won't say the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want when it.
You will not. You will not. But when you upset and when you're in the midst of that storm, when you're going through and you want to be angry, guess what? A lot of us will stay angry. When we want to stay in that place of being unforgiving, we will stay in that place because we want to. But God is calling. If you're in Christ and Christ is in you, you hear the Holy Spirit speaking, telling you to come out. Go this way. You're hearing it, but you're denying what the word of God is saying to you and speaking to you to bring you out because the Holy Spirit, if you have the Holy Spirit, it convicts you. It does not condemn you, but it convicts you to do what is right and to operate according to the fruit of the Spirit.
And do you know what else, Apostle, with what you're saying? When you make that decision that you're just going to enter into that darkness, you ain't doing that by yourself. Everybody that you in their presence, you bringing them along with you. You bring them along with you because I ain't never heard two people quietly fighting. Mm. Two people quietly arguing one another. No, one get loud and the other one get louder. One start cussing and the other one start cussing. One throw a punch, the other one throw a punch. One hitting below the belt, the other one hitting below the belt. No, you're recruiting.
My Lord.
You are recruiting somebody that may have not, you know, have you know, been right there in that place of dark, but now both of you in dark. And now this is where you can blame it on the devil. Now the devil's sitting back like, I got him. I got him right there. Now I got him fighting. See, I done turned them against one another. Look at these little young babies. And that's what he know, that you are babies. You know, the word of God is here to mature you. It's here to grow you up. And when you start identifying, you know, with I'm going to call it what it is. When you start identifying with these foolishness of self, these old foolish words, you ain't just doing that for yourself, because if you in my presence, that means that you doing that to me too.
Jesus.
You bringing me over there to the darkness, and God is put him. God is living on the inside of us to recruit you out of the darkness, because if I'm in your presence and I'm producing the fruits of the Spirit, then that means that God is here to rub off on you. Didn't he say that? That they constantly,
yep.
the spirit is constantly battling against the flesh.
That's right.
Well, that's where the battle lies at, right there in that place of words, what you are producing.
Yep.
So don't get to talking all these right here words that didn't come from God, come from the kingdom of Satan. And then here it is, you're trying to say that you represent the kingdom of God. No, you're not.
Amen. We thank God on tonight. Amen.
Amen.
As we wrap up here. We just thank God for the word that went forth, and I pray that for myself and all that's listening, will listen, that we will receive this and that we will apply it to our life and live that life that God has called us to live, you know, operating with the fruit of the Spirit always. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. As we wrap up here in our lesson, the fruit of the Spirit, if it's your desire, is to have the qualities of the fruit of the Spirit, as it is written in verses 22 and 23 here, then you know that the Holy Spirit is leading you. And at the same time, be careful not to confuse your subjective feelings with the Spirit's leading. Being led by the Holy Spirit involves the desire to hear and the readiness to obey God's word and the sensitivity to discern between your feelings and his prompting. Live each day controlled and guided by the Holy Spirit, then the words of Christ will be, hallelujah, in your mind, and the love of Christ will be behind your actions, and the power of Christ will help you control your selfish desires. I want us to understand it is so important, church. Apostle Paul describes the two forces here as we're talking about on tonight, conflicting within us, which is the Holy Spirit and the flesh, our evil desires or inclinations. Hallelujah, that stem from our bodies. So Apostle Paul is not saying that these forces are equal. The Holy Spirit is infinitely stronger. I want us to understand that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, because God has all power. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So, but if we rely on our own wisdom, as Pastor Manning was talking about wisdom and applying that wisdom, if we rely on our own wisdom, church, we will make wrong choices every time. Amen. Hallelujah. So if we try to follow the Spirit by our own human effort, we will fail. We will fail. We need Jesus. Amen. We can't have the fruit of the Spirit without Jesus, who is the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. See, our only way is our only way to freedom from our evil desires, family, is through the empowering of the Holy Spirit. Amen. As we close out here tonight, amen. I'll give the line over to Pastor Manning here, and he'll close us out. Amen. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Hallelujah.
That's fine. Well, I thank God. Thank God as well, you know, for this lesson that went forth tonight about the fruits of the Spirit. You know, me and the apostle, we were sitting here debating. We weren't arguing. We was debating about what was going to be the topic. What was going to be the topic, you know, for tonight. You know what? It wasn't so much, you know, that the topic had to be the fruits of the Spirit, though that's what we were discussing tonight. I wanted the topic to be a restored relationship. What are we talking about? The same person. We're talking about the same person. We're talking about the same person. Because once you get in a place to where you are, have that relationship with God, then now we know how to have a restored relationship with one another.
Amen.
Now we know. Now we know. You can't not have a prosperous relationship without being producers of what God has to produce on the inside of you. You're only going to produce what self or the world or whoever presence you've been in, whatever spirit that you are agreeing with. You're only going to produce what that has to produce. And you know what? I can guarantee you, if God ain't in it, then it ain't for you. I can guarantee you that. If God ain't in it, it ain't for you, because it will fail. It will come to end.
Jesus.
So let us be fruit-filled in the name of Jesus. Let us have the restored relationship with one another in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we thank you for leading us. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you show us all things. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are our God.
We thank you that we can call upon you every single morning. Hallelujah. We can call upon you in the evening. We can call upon you at night. We thank you that you never sent us to suffer. And we thank you, Father God, that you're going to be here. You can hear the gift and see the Lord of our kingdom. Thank you, 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 everyone that has here and a heart to speak your word tonight. And we thank you, Father God, that we heard you. And that not only that we heard you, Father, that we are faithful to do what you see for us to do. We completely declare that we saw the righteousness of God. We power. Your power, your authority, your thought, to create a unclean word that is spoken from by the enemy. So we do, Father God, thank you that we have put on this armor, that we would wear this armor faithfully to stand against the tricks of the devil. And we thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Father, we plead your blood, Christ, over us. We plead your precious blood over us, and the kingdom of Satan. And we thank you, Father God, for your blood. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Everybody in the body of Christ, you say amen. God bless you, and may God keep you. Make sure you stay right there in that place of listening to God and what he has for you to hear, so you can be in that place where you be in the right place at the right time.
Amen.
We love you. And we can't wait to see you Sunday.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the street. streets of glory. Let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I wanna hear her say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. Bow down to the king on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like can you imagine. Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Sing.